Okay, so I guess, what is your fondest memory associated with Disney fairy tales?
Probably watching Lion King for the very first time. I remember I was probably like 6, 7. Loved it. Watched it with mom and dad. It was a great experience.
Does that hold like any certain like place in your heart? Like, is there like strong feelings like that you associate with that movie?
Not necessarily, no. I just think it's a great story, and I just have fond memories of watching it, but nothing like super intense.
Is that your favorite Disney movie, or are there others?
I thought Beauty and the Beast was pretty funny. I have to think about it. Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
That's like, that's probably my favorite Disney movie.
Why is it your favorite?
Oh, it's hilarious. There's so many one-liners. I love it. Just like, I'm laughing the whole time.
Do you relate to Disney stories in any way? Find like common connections?
I mean, people have told me that I'm Gronk from Emperor's New Groove, the way I act sometimes. So in that sense, yes, but not like, you know, this deep connection or anything. But I just get more, we'll sometimes get compared to Disney characters and in a funny, joking kind of way. So,
what do you like and or dislike about Disney movies?
I think Disney movies are funnier than we give them credit for, especially as I get older. I think they're funnier for some reason. So I guess I pick up some of the humor. I guess I think it's kind of, I don't know if there's really a bad side to them. Maybe they're kind of cheesy sometimes, but I don't have anything against them. I think I would just rather spend my time watching other movies now, but I think they're great.
What are some life lessons that you've learned from them?
Honestly, I don't think I've learned anything from them. Honestly, like I can't think of like anything that I watched in a movie that impacted me in that way. I mostly watched them when I was really young, so I don't really have like a, I was just really young, like I didn't have any sort of concept for life lessons or anything, so I wouldn't say I really had any life lessons.
Really took away from
them? Not really. I mean, I can't really think of one, honestly. Just more enjoyed the entertainment.
My next question was, what characters do you identify with or relate to the most? Would that be Gronk?
Oh, Gronk, yeah. Gronk's my boy.
And how have these stories like held up over time for you? Like, I guess, like you said, you enjoy them more now that you can fully understand them.
Yeah, I think just like, even just animated movies in general, like that kind of humor that comes with animated movies, specifically Disney, I guess. I think I just pick up on more, you know? I enjoy like the script, I enjoy the animations, I enjoy like everything about it. I can just pick up more, so I think I appreciate them for like how genius they are. And like reaching younger kids, but also entertaining the parents, you know, because they throw in enough like adult humor from time to time to keep the parents interested. And I think it's great. I think it's funny. It's just really smart.
Yeah.
Disney's really smart.
Children's head, but adults.
The adults. Yeah, they're like, oh, that's kind of funny, actually. Yeah.
What do you hope the next generation takes away from Disney movies?
The next generations and my generation, or like?
Like your children.
Oh, man.
People growing up now.
I don't know if they're going to be treated like you know, black and white movies are for us, for our generation. Kind of Aubrey Hepburn kind of movies. I don't know if they might be treated like that. Just kind of classics. That's a good question. I guess they actually might watch more of the old Disney movies because of streaming and stuff. It's more accessible, you know. So a lot of people in our generation, at least, listen to old musics like 70s and 60s and you and me. They do, because of streaming. It makes it easy. They don't have to go buy a record, you know. So these folks are growing up listening to these songs and are interested in them because of streaming. So I think it'll be kind of similar maybe with like Disney movies, where they'll be able to stream them. They'll have to like format the movies in such a way to where they can be streamed. And then once that happens, I'd say they might increase in popularity. I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see what happens. They'll be really accessible though. I wouldn't know that, so.
Well, most movies, like, they've still held up over time. Like, we still watch Snow White, still watch Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I mean, those movies, I mean, Lion King is a great example, Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, whatever other Disney movies, I'm going blank on them now, but, like, people still watch them, you know, people still enjoy them, so. I'd say, yeah, you know. What?
I said Toy Story.
Toy Story is a great example, yeah.
What is your realistic idea of happily ever after?
Oh, wow. Realistic idea of happily ever after. I mean, I think life's more complicated than happily ever after. You know, so you can get married to the love of your life and it's still going to be tough, or you can get the best job ever, it's still going to be tough. You know, so those movies kind of paint an unrealistic picture in some senses of, like, I found my girl or I found my guy and now, like, I'm set for the rest of my life. And reality is that's not really how life works. You know, it's life's tough and there's other challenges. And so I think realistically, yeah, you can be set up for success, so you can be married to the right person or have the right job or whatever, but it's definitely, I think, you can live happily, but definitely not an ever after. You know, I mean, just yeah. It just depends on your life. You just never know. So I think it's probably an unrealistic phrase. Just, I've been on this world for 21 years and I've picked that up, you know, so that's what I would say.
Do you think Disney does a good job of portraying strong morals, or do you think any changes could be made?
I think it's pretty basic, like, do the right thing kind of morals. I think it's like, I don't feel like they really get into anything super. I guess The Fox and the Hound was kind of complex. Like, what do? Your best friend's, like, now, like, out to get you. It's kind of, that's a kind of a complex story, but I feel like most of the time it's pretty basic. Like, you got a bad guy and you have a good guy, and the good guy has to make the right decisions and then, you know, overcome the problem, you know. So I mean there's good morals. It's more of just do the right thing, I would say. Even with Fox and Hound, that's basically what it boils down to, is do the right thing, do what you know is right instinctively, or at least that's what Disney would say. So in my opinion,
that's all I have for today.
Right on. Make sure you can hear me.
All right, Miss Mariah Whitesides. What is your fondest memory associated with Disney fairy tales?
Probably The Fox and the Hound, because I used to go to my grandmother's house all the time with my cousins and siblings, and we would watch that all the time, and that was a really good memory for me. And then Cinderella, because we did a school play when I was in fifth grade on it, and I got to be the student director. It was, like, the greatest thing ever, because I got to be, like, in charge of all the other teachers and students, and they all had to, like, come to me first before they went to them, and that was just really cool, like, be in charge. So I like Cinderella for that.
What is your favorite Disney movie and why?
Cinderella, because exactly what I just said, because I got to be, like, I don't know, in charge of the play and, like, direct it and just get behind the scenes of it and just understand it and I don't know, it just like serves a lot of really good times for me. I don't know how to say that. Freaking out.
Do you want to talk about any more of your favorites?
I like Toy Story a lot because Buzz Lightyear is my all-time favorite superhero. Yes, he's a superhero. Yes, he counts. He will always count. And I just like his like friendship with Woody. I just think it's really cute. And I love Buzz Lightyear. Can't give you more than that.
How do you relate to those stories?
I don't relate to them at all. I like live in a more realistic world than like toys talking and having a Prince Charming show up at my doorstep. And
there's no like morals or anything that you like relate to or anything?
No.
What do you like or dislike about Disney movies?
I dislike that they're like unrealistic, that you know, the princess or non-princess always gets a prince and, like, always has a happily ever after. And, like, that's not the case for, like, so many people. But at the same time, I really like that because it does kind of give an expectation that, like, you can get that. If you really want it, you know, that is possible. You can, like, find someone that makes you that happy. You can, like, have that happily ever after in a big, pretty house with, you know, all the dogs and all the talking animals you want or, like, whatever. And I think that's really cool.
What are some life lessons that you've taken away from Disney movies?
I don't know.
Lost friendship.
I guess just friendship mainly. I don't know, like in The Fox and the Hound, they like are buddy-buddy, and I think that's really cool that they like keep that friendship for so long. And I know for like Bambi, it like teaches you about loss, like when he loses his mom, that's really sad, and like that's like a realistic thing that, you know, you need to learn. Like the younger the better, it just helps you like personally develop and like kind of just understand life and what it's all about, the good and the bad and the ugly. So
what do you think about their portrayal of love? Do you think that's accurate or...
For some people, I don't think like one shoe fits all. I think, like I said, some people can have their happily ever after and like that type of love does exist. And then I think they're like the type of people that maybe don't want it to or don't seek it out or whatever. And they just have not the fairy tale reality or like whatever. So yeah, I think the love can like exist for certain people depending on who it is.
What characters do you identify with or relate to the most?
Buzz Lightyear, because he's his own superhero, and that's what I am. That's important, because he's not a superhero to anybody else, and neither am I, but he is one. He counts.
I mean, the aliens look up to him.
Yeah, see? I have, like, little people that could look up to me. Like, kids, I don't know. Is that not a thing?
Anyone else? Any characters that really like you just like really love?
I love Cinderella because she was like beaten down her entire life by like her stepsisters and her stepmom and everything, and like she came out on top and she never, you know, was bad to them. Granted, she like couldn't have been, but like she just wasn't negative towards them. She wasn't mean to them. She just kind of took it and did what she was supposed to do, and then, you know, she still came out on top and still came out happy and got her forever after, and I think that's really cool, so I like that perspective. So I relate to that.
How have these stories held up over time for you? Like, has your view on them changed as a child?
My view now is, like, more realistic, like I said, because when I was little, I really focused on that happily ever after, that, you know, the girl gets the prince and that was it. But now I'm like, okay, you know, Bambi's mom died, that's a harsh reality. You know, Cinderella came from a really bad place, that's a harsh reality. I'm much more like aware of the bad that's happened in all of them. And like in The Lion King, when Simba's dad died, like, what's his name?
Mufasa.
Mufasa, yeah. When he died, like, that's just, you know, just the reality of it, that like bad things happen no matter like how good of a story you have, and no matter what happens in your life, like there's still going to be some bad. So that's my perspective on them now.
What were they like as a child?
They were happy. They were like so good to watch because they were just, you know, they're animated, they're bright, they're just, they're a really good time. You know, everyone wins the race or gets who they want, and it's all happy, to, like, whatever. And now it's a lot different, but I have a very, like, fond memory of them just being very, very happy, and, yeah.
What do you hope the next generation takes away from these movies?
Kind of that, like, anything's possible. Like I said, you know, you can find the love you want, you can suffer loss, you can get through it all, you can come out on top, like, no matter what happens in your life, you can still, like, make it out alive and make it out better and survive, I guess. Yeah.
Do you think they'll have as big of an impact on the next generation of kids watching them as they did on us growing up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because it, like, impacted generations before ours, and, like, granted, like, a lot of the stories progressed, like, you know, in the 80s and the 90s when we were, like, being brought up, but, like, now they're redoing some of those stories and kind of putting different twists on them and different whatever, and I do think they will impact, the like, this generation, the next generation, because of that reason. It's, like, they're so happy, so lively, people can relate to them, and, yeah.
Do you think any changes could be made to Disney movies to make them better? Like, better strong morals or better hope or
maybe not always accurate. Ending up with a prince. I know that would be like nice and it's a good storyline for children, but it's just not reality, and that's like I keep going back to that, but that's just the older I get, the more I'm like aware of just everything else. And I don't know, all in all I think they were great, you know. I have a lot of fond memories watching so many different Disney movies growing up, but I think they're fine.
And finally, what is your realistic idea of happily ever after?
Success. I think now, like, being older, I rely more on myself opposed to the happiness of other people. Like, in the movie, Cinderella didn't find happiness until she found her prince. And I don't know, like, I think now I think it's so important to focus on what you want as an individual. And if you want your happily ever after with somebody else, get that. If you want to work hard and have a career, get that. Like, do what makes you happy opposed to seeking it through somebody else. So.
Well, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, absolutely.
It didn't go as bad as I thought it would.